We just heard the lead-in for Kevin Dietz's show, All Talk, and he was talking about Washington, D.C. There's so much going on in Washington, D.C. You know, congresspeople getting rich, leaving after a couple of years of service, and coming in with, let's say, being worth $700,000 and leaving with multi-millions of dollars in their bank accounts. But there's also other things that have been happening, and that include hearings. For example, yesterday, we had the Minnesota Governor Tim Walz and the Attorney General Keith Ellison testifying before a congressional panel under oath about the fraud that's been taking place in Minnesota. And also, we've seen other hearings with Pam Bondi that have been very contentious. And yesterday also, we saw a hearing that was extremely contentious about Kristi Noem and her operations. So we thought we'd reach out to Washington, D.C.'s Minister of Truth and the Secretary of the Scoop, none other than John Gizzi, Newsmax's chief political columnist and the senior White House correspondent. And John, the reason why we go to John is the man that knows everything and everyone in Washington. John, how are you today?
Rocky, after an introduction like that, about the only thing a gentleman could do is die.
I hope you don't during the interview. We need you.
No, thank you.
John, what's going on with all these hearings? Especially, let's start off with the hearing of the Minnesota Governor Tim Walz and Attorney General Keith Ellison. By the way, Keith Ellison served in Congress, and he left to run for Attorney General. And they were before a congressional panel about the fraud that's going on in Minnesota. What took place there?
Well, what took place was that for many years, a charity was operating in the Gopher State, and it was getting federal dollars as well as money from state taxpayers. In other words, it was not just funded by private donations, the way charities are presumed to, but subsidized by the government. And in the process, executives with it, including a supporter of Congresswoman Omar, were becoming ostentatiously wealthy with vacation homes and new cars, among other things. All of this was reported and begun under the investigation of the U.S. attorney before Donald Trump became president. And the investigation into the misuse of taxpayer funds in the name of charity surfaced later after President Biden was succeeded by President Trump. And the president, of course, is blamed for it. Well, I don't really care who gets the blame. This is misuse of taxpayers' money, and they were getting to the bottom. Now, you mentioned Governor Walz and Attorney General Ellison coming to a hearing. They both suggested in no uncertain terms that the charity was being targeted because it involves working with immigrants and because there's a large Somali population involved. That's true. In fact, most of the people that the charity was dealing with, 75%, according to Congressman Jim Jordan, were Somalian. They have been an influential force in Minnesota and a growing force in Minneapolis. And so it is only natural that an investigation would look at them.
Well, that makes
my
sense.
Guess would be that both Governor Walz and Attorney General Ellison, one who is not seeking reelection, another who is, have not had their final time at the witness stands. And as prosecution mounts back in Minneapolis, we'll see a lot more of them taking the oath and testifying.
You know, something interesting, John, and you have Michigan connections as well. I just got a text message from a dear friend who, David Buckley, a former Bloomfield Township trustee, just shot me and reminded me that Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison is originally from Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I did not even know that, but that is interesting.
Oh, there's a lot of things you learn on this program. That's why we've got you on. Hey, so right. Let's talk a little bit about Kristi Noem and Kristi Noem's fate, because a lot of people are I got to tell you, even around conservatives and liberals, people are just It seems like it's 50-50. People want to see her gone. Some people want to see her stay. But I got to tell you, she spent a lot of money on these ads that featured her speaking about what DHS is doing. And is that really what DHS is supposed to be doing? And that is advertising what they are doing as a department.
Well, TSA, for example, that we all deal with in the airports, they regularly have a recorded statement about the work they're doing and why it's important that you can see at a monitor. And for a long time, Mr. Mieres, the Homeland Security Secretary, impeached Homeland Security Secretary under President Biden, was seen in that broadcast and that film that ran over and over. Now there's a new sheriff in town, Secretary Noem, and she's seen, but she gets blamed for use of federal funds to engage in self-promotion. Look, any cabinet member knows he or she is a target when they travel, when they stay in a hotel, or when they appear in public affairs spots. Everybody smells the scent of self-promotion there. But I would say two wrongs don't make a right, but in politics, two wrongs make a precedent.
Well, listen, I'm coming to you as the guru, the secretary of the scoop, the minister of truth. Tell me, does in your perception and what's going on in Washington, D.C., in 30 seconds, does Kristi Noem stay or is she out?
In all likelihood, she'll be gone by the end of the year, but most likely sooner. Personally, I hear speculation that former Governor Glenn Youngkin of Virginia, a respected governor, former head of a major corporation, would be a likely candidate for the job if he wants it. You know, again, this watch game that we play on cabinet members and who'll be the first to go, it's usually protracted. It takes longer than one would expect. But I would say right now, Kristi Noem is not in a strong position for a lot of reasons.
Thank you, John Gizzi, the senior chief political columnist and senior White House correspondent for Newsmax magazine. You're listening to WJR Focus. I'm Rocky Rutschkowski sitting in for the legendary Paul W. Smith.